I'd like to just thank you for coming today as we talk about that amazing package. I want us to think about that. I want you to think about that king who gave up his heavenly throne to come and be born as a little tiny infant, as a little tiny baby. You talk about amazing packaging. Amazing packaging for the God of this whole universe to pack himself into this little tiny baby. That's what we celebrate today. So many times, people who don't walk with Christ, they love Christmas because you see this little baby, you go, oh, cute little baby. But do you understand what that baby is? That baby is God in flesh. That's what we celebrate today. And so I'm going to read the Christmas story from the Gospel of John, which we usually don't hear the Christmas story from there. But before we do that, let's just pray and ask God just to help us really appreciate who he is and what he's done for us. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this morning. Lord, we thank you that we could come here Christmas morning, that we could just worship and praise you. Lord, that we could understand that God himself came to this earth to become a baby, to live a life, to be able to die a perfect sacrifice, that if we receive him and we believe in him, we too will be children of God. Lord, we pray that you'd impress that upon our hearts today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. From John 1, 1 through 14, it starts off with the Word. The Word here I could use synonymously with Christ, but I'm going to read it as Scripture. Then I'll come back and read a couple of verses with the word Jesus in there instead of the Word. But they're synonymous in this story. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet to all who receive him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word. If I read that first verse with Jesus, it sounds like this. It says, in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. He was with God in the beginning. I want us to understand the packaging, who became this little baby. This wasn't the beginning of this baby. This wasn't just an infinite baby that started here and goes on forever. This was a baby who had eternal, that from the beginning to the end. The Word, that word eternal, it says in the beginning was the Word. It makes it almost sound like there was a beginning point for the Word, for Jesus, but there's not. It meant at the beginning, he was already present. He was there at the beginning before it even came to be. He was experienced things before it was there. This God that came to be flesh, Jesus Christ, is eternal. I think it's always important as we start thinking about Jesus, we think about his attributes and who he is. One of the attributes we see here in the first chapter of John is that Jesus is eternal. The Word is eternal. In the beginning was the Word. It meant he was there to witness the beginning. He was there to be a witness to it. He had experienced it because he's eternal. The difference between us who are infinite, we have a beginning, we have no end. We will all live on for eternity. Our souls live on for eternity. But Jesus has no beginning and has no end, and that's eternal. We're infinite. Jesus is eternal. Think about what that means. You could blow your mind when you start thinking about the size of the universe, when you could start thinking about time. And Jesus, remember, he doesn't have a starting point and no end like we do. He has no starting point and no ending point. Isn't it just crazy to think about that? And that God packed himself into a little tiny baby. Amazing packaging. We see also, according to that first verse, not only is the Word Jesus, and Jesus is eternal, but it says Jesus is the creator of all things. It says, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. He is the creator of all things. And we're not just talking about somebody who has artistic ability. My wife can take paint, she can take paper, and she can be very creative. But she cannot make paper from nothing. She cannot make paint from nothing. When God uses the word creator here, he means taking nothing and making something. That requires a little power, a little authority to be able to take nothing and make something. And that's who we have. That's who we are celebrating. The God who made all things. Jesus was the creator of all things. Nothing has come into being unless he made it. So when we come and look at this little baby, when we think about Jesus today, I want us to think about this amazing packaging and what it holds. It holds God himself. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then it continues, it says, he is also not only the eternal, he's not also only the creator, he is not also only the Savior, he's also the Savior. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Continues a little bit later in that passage, to all who receive him and believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. There is only one way that we have the hope to eternal life. Only one way that we can be saved is through the name of Jesus, who became packaged within this little tiny baby. God himself, eternal. God himself, the creator. God himself, our savior. All put within this little tiny baby. To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 14, Jesus continues to say here a few chapters later, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. You know, God is here and Jesus is here. They're the same, but yet they're two different personalities. We don't understand that, but it's the same. Jesus is God. He was with God in the beginning. He was God. He was there in the creator. He was the creator. It's one of those paradoxes we cannot understand, but man, I hope it makes us understand and at least appreciate a little bit more who this baby Jesus was. So we see Jesus' attributes there in the first couple verses. And then it moves on to John the Baptist, who was born 6 months. And John says, well, yeah, before I was born, he was way there. But he comes and it says that John's purpose was as witness to the light so that all might believe. John says, I'm not the light. I just come to reflect it. And John is sort of like the moon, you know. The moon doesn't create light. All it does is reflect the light of the sun. And that's what our purpose is. Just like John was to show people around him the light, that's what our purpose is to show the light of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In Matthew 3, it says, in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths for him. That's what you have been called for. That is our purpose, is to come and reflect the light of our Savior. Not to come look at it and going, oh, how precious, but to show that to the world. Allow other people to see it. Our purpose is to be the salt and the light. And that light isn't something we generate, we only reflect. In Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We need to be ready to share Christ and that good news. I was at the job site yesterday with Micah and Olivia. Thanks for coming to help me grow out yesterday to finish up a little project. And there was another man there on the job site, and we were talking about Christmas Eve, and he said, well, are you going to be here much of the day, and I said, no, I have to get out of here pretty soon. He says, what do you got going on tonight? I said, I have church. And he said, oh, you're going to church. I said, well, I'm the pastor of the church. I sort of have to be there. And we started talking, and we had this great conversation then. Here was a man who hadn't walked much with the Lord. He was divorced and in a bad spot, didn't have any kids. He was about my age. And he said, you know, my ex-mother-in-law used to tell me I need to find Jesus. Eric, what does that mean? You know, it was a softball pitch for me. I was like, oh, great, you know, what am I going to do? So I just shared him the way of salvation, shared him what Jesus has done, shared him what Jesus wants in his life, that it's not about what he does, it's about what Jesus has done for him, and was able to just lay out the salvation plan clear. And that is all we are intended to do, just to be able to reflect. All I could share with him is what God has done for me. God saved me. God did this for me. I could share that with him. And that's what we are called to do. We are called to be like John the Baptist today. As you go out, I pray that you have opportunities to reflect about Jesus Christ. That he's not just this infant baby, but he holds God within that flesh. I pray that we can understand that we have a purpose. And it's to be the salt and light. And we get sidetracked from this so much. We get so concerned about this or that. I really didn't want to go to work yesterday. Well, when I say work, I don't mean church last night. I really wanted to come to that work, but the other work, okay? I didn't want to go crawl around on my knees in a cooler, grouting, epoxy grout. That wasn't my plan, but I knew I had to go do that. And when I tried to go with a pretty good attitude. Olivia, was it okay? Don't look at your brother. Seth, who claimed to be sick yesterday, couldn't come, but that was okay. But I went and I went, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to enjoy it. But then just because of that, we got talking, me and this other gentleman. And I pray that we can do that, that we can take some situations that we might not be looking for, but going, Lord, I pray that you can use this. I pray, Father, that you'll use me. And I came out of that opportunity to share with him just like, yes, this is where I had to be today. And there's something about knowing that God has a purpose for us wherever we go. It's just so many times we miss it because we start thinking about ourselves and what we want and how we are affected instead of what God wants to use us for. We need to be a full moon and not a crescent moon. We need to really shine that light to let everyone see. We need to really shine that light so people can see the full being of Christ. So then we see that package. In verse 14, the God of this universe, the creator, the eternal God, the Savior, to whom we can only be saved through. And it says, the Word, who is Jesus, the Son of God, became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You think about that. When we think about that baby Jesus, that was God wrapped in flesh. You talk about amazing packaging. That the God of this universe wrapped himself in the flesh of a little tiny baby. The humility that must have taken. Deb, I know you love the humble king. You know, here he was. We talk about a king who became a baby. The humility that it must have taken for that to happen. And he did that for you, Jared. He did that for me. He did that for you, Sandy. He did it for me. And we see that then in Hebrews 4. It says, we do not have a high priest, who is Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tested or tempted in every way that we are, yet without sin. Then it continues, let us boldly approach the throne of grace, that we could receive grace and mercy to help us in our time of need. Jesus came to this earth, born as a baby, grew up so he could know what you're going through. He could know the pain and the problems that you're going through so that you could approach him and you could feel like he was approachable and that we could come to him. And not only did he come to this earth, not only did he come and live so that he could sympathize with us, but he was an ultimate sacrifice. He allowed himself to go to that cross, that whoever believes in him, whoever receives him, will be considered a son of God. That's who we celebrate today. That's who we stand up and go, praise the Lord. Joy to the world as we celebrate this little tiny baby who holds God himself, who became that high priest, who loves us, and then died on the cross ultimately as our sacrifice. So the big question this morning is, how do you see the baby Jesus? I hope that you see him differently after considering who he is and what he is and what joy it can bring us if we believe in him. I'm going to call the praise team up here now. We're going to close with Joy to the World. And I pray as we sing this song that we recognize what we are celebrating today, that God himself became flesh in order that he could die as a perfect sacrifice. And he lived in order that we could come to him and feel comfortable with him.